Realistically, I think there's a whole number of things you have to do to open up any company or any business. And once you having an incorporation, having a name, all that kind of stuff, I simply did that. I mean, that's not a step that was uncommon to me. I've done it before. But I think the main part is trying to satisfy the requirements of the city of Belleville. Areas such as the building permits, if you need some plumbing, if you need electrical, these are all different permits. My sign permit, for example, was one that I submitted. It took almost 10 days, 11 days to get approval. The sign was already produced and sitting at the manufacturer, and having to remind the individuals. Categorizing your store, for example, I wanted to have certain items here that was beyond groceries. You get into different types of licenses. Is it a refreshment place? Is it a grocery place? So the licensing area was a bit of a tedious thing I had to do. Trying to sell garbage tags was a recent one that I learned that I need to be in business for a year to sell garbage tags. I thought that would be a service to the city that they would particularly favor people to have more distribution points so that they're not going to City Hall to bother them. So that was a bit of a surprise that I would have to be in business for a year. Because in reality, on that issue, I mean, I have large corporations like Dempster's and Beatrice and all the rest of them that are glad to bring me product all every delivery, simply with agreements and words and handshakes. And I'm not sure what the garbage tags was all about. I mean, I certainly wouldn't fraudulate the public, and that's not my intention to do it. So the working that I had on the red tape with regards to the health and food was very straightforward. It was the County of Hastings. The person came, gave me an evaluation, asked me to make changes. I did those changes, came back, and saw what I had done, and that was a very simple and clear thing. The fire department was another area of red tape whereby there were two or three. This was a bakery before with stoves and fridges and fairly, I would say, fire sensitive kind of things. So when the fire department came, that was the early stages. I didn't have anything, any product here, of course. They asked that I have a crash bar at the back. They asked that I have lights on the exit lights and the battery backups, two or three places. And this was a bit of a surprise because it was a bakery and I was actually downscaling from that. I'm simply a grocery store. So it took about 2, 3 weeks with regards to sorting that out and the assistance of the department of the building department in City Hall to realize that those signs with the exit signs and the light signs and all the rest of it are not required for any building or any retail spot that's less than 1,500 square feet. Mine is 900 square feet, including the back. So that was eliminated after much discussion. Then the crash bar at the back was not required because the person beside me, my neighbor, has to pass it by every day to go out. So therefore, I would be crashing into their pathway. And that was decided through another member of the fire department, but that is far more serious of a danger.